How many of you love Jesus today? Say amen. How many of you hate the devil? Say, I hate the devil. Feel like I'm right at home now, fifth grade department. Oh. I hope that song is the heartbeat of your soul. Almost got really choked up. Because that's the desire of my life. I want to be used by God. When I was dating my wife, I felt with all my heart that that's what she wanted. We were individually punching the devil in the eye. Now we're a team punching the devil in the eye. Proverbs 22. I'll be honest with you. When I was asked to preach in chapel, this message is the first one that popped in my head, and I've struggled a little bit with a few other messages. But about 32 years ago, I was working on grounds, and I was out in the front, and I was asked to travel with a tour group, the preacher for a tour group. And Dr. Evans said, "Well, I've never heard Mike Fish preach, so we need to schedule him for chapel." And so I was scheduled for chapel. Wait a minute, I'm a fish. Fish need to water. So yeah. Now my gills are moist. So I don't want to give you a rehash, so I've kind of redeveloped the message. But this is a message, actually, when we went on tour, I preached this message, we went on tour. Our son Michael was a year and a half. My wife was 6 months along with Joseph. And so she's traveling all summer, and she had a great attitude. She didn't want me to say anything about her, but she's awesome. But traveling with a tour group and representing Hiles Anderson, those of you that they've been chosen already, those of you that are going to be traveling, those of you that have traveled, those of you that are going to be traveling, it's an awesome responsibility. It's not a 9-week vacation for sure. It's a lot of hard work. If I give you a name, and we're going to pray in just a second, but if I give a name, when I say the name Rahab, what's the first thing that pops in your head? Not Hall of Faith, huh? Not Hall of Faith? If I say Thomas, what's the first thing that pops in your head? Doubter. Not follower of Christ. Not martyr. Gave his life for Jesus. Sometimes we get a reputation, and it's hard to shed that reputation. Look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Loving favor rather than silver and gold. The title of the message is very simple. A good name. A good name. Lord Jesus, you're a great God. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be alive at this time in history. Thank you for those of us in the faculty and the staff. We get to invest in what we think are some of the sharpest, greatest young people on the planet. They sacrifice so much for others. I pray that you bless our time and help this to be a reflection of our mindset, of the name that we carry, both for you and for others, in Jesus' name, amen. Everyone has a name. Everybody in this room has a name, I trust. Some good, some not so good. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Boy, I was just teaching my one class. The guys are going to be writing a descriptive essay. Adjectives and adverbs. By the way, you can poo-poo English all you want, but you're going to use it all of your life, so you know you might as well get used to it. Put some tools in your toolbox. I often refer to Brother Aswardi. He's got a bunch of tools, but what's great about Brother Aswardi is he knows how to use those tools. And so, here's a good name, Jehovah. I am that I am. I am the one who is Jehovah. Elohim, used to represent, that's the Hebrew word for the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Adonai, the Lord. My boss, the one that can tell me what to do. Be careful. I want to be used of God. If you want to be used of God, you have to go to God and say, whatever you want, Lord. My life is yours to control. I give you my heart and my soul. I seek thy will, not mine. Rich treasures to find. Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Emmanuel, God with us. Messiah, anointed. Savior, one who saves. Capital S. I helped save a life of a little boy named Johnny Kessler years ago when I was 19 years old. He went in the deep end of the pool and Gary Brown and I dove in. We saved Johnny Kessler's life. As far as I know, he's still alive today. But this Savior right here saves you from hell. From hell. Good name. Good names rather be chosen. God chose those names specifically. Or if you're from the South, specifically. Just kidding. Ironically, yesterday at lunchtime, my wife and I were leaving, and we saw Paul Dowdy and his mom. And Paul's dad was one of my trainees, and we had a fisherman's club, a trainer-trainee program. And Chris Dowdy. When I hear that name, it reminds me of faithfulness. A faithful man shall abound with blessing. He said, what was my dad like? Paul, how old were you when your dad passed away? 10? So fifth grade. But boy, Chris Dowdy was a faithful man. Cold days, and we'd go knocking on doors. It was frigid. Maybe not quite as bad as it was earlier in the week, but I'm just saying he was a faithful man, always there. I think of Robert Smith, Robert and Rhoda. I think of Leonard Ludwig, Miss Adrie's dad. He was we were soul winning partners in Lake Station. I think of Tim and Leslie Stratton. Tim's a pastor in Minnesota. And Dakota Handy is here. That's one of their products. Don't look bad on Tim and Leslie because of that. a guy named Rich Euler. None of you will probably ever know this side of eternity. Rich Euler he's 10 years older than I am. He was a faithful man in Chicago Heights bus route. Every Sunday for fall and spring program, he would hand me a check for $200. He said, this is to help with whether it's nachos and cheese or, you know, Brother Rich was a different kind of a person. We were going down the street one day and somebody was coming the wrong way. We were going on a one-way street. Brother Rich parked his car, got out, and he pointed the sign. He said, hey, this is one way! I said, goodness gracious. What if they have a gun? They're going to shoot you in the head. Then I have to do them visiting my Bible by myself. The Baker boys are here. Their grandpa was my driver for 27 years. I figured up Brother Charlie Bomer drove over 70,000 people to church. Week after week, faithful man. He and Judy. Think of Brother Rob Osgood. My last 3 years as a bus captain, I had to give it up because my mother-in-law was ill. She came to live with us, and I had hip replacement surgeries. I was just rough navigating a bus route, but Brother Rob was faithful every week. He and Esther. And by the way, no man's going to rise any higher in his service for God than his wife allows him to do that. Here's some not-so-good names. Adolf Hitler. Saddam Hussein, Joseph Stalin, Marie Antoinette. What kind of emotions are evoked when I mention those names? Ahab and Jezebel. Idi Amin, Ebenezer Scrooge, Attila the Hun, Benito Mussolini, Bloody Mary, Pol Pot, Herod, Caligula, Mao Zedong, Jim Jones, the Kool-Aid man. Some choose to change their names. Some actors, they change their names because they John Wayne, big old John Wayne cowboy. His name was Marion. Does that sound tough? Marion? Some change their names to market, like musicians. I put Beyonce and Eminem and Pink and Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent Some change their names at marriage, ladies. Okay? You take his name. Some parents choose names for their children because of the meaning of the name. Carl means strong and manly. Samuel means asked of God, not axed of God, because that could hurt somebody. William or Bill means protector and defender. I don't have everybody's name, but Jack means God's gracious gift. Daryl means beloved. Roger means warrior. Raymond means wise protector. Marlene means distressed. Rena means peace. Frida means peaceful. Edna means pleasure. Aaron means exalted. Linda means beautiful. John means God's gracious. God is gracious. Mary or Maria means beloved. Hannah means favor or grace. Joyce means to rejoice. Peter means stone. Philip means a friend of horses, Brother Pins. A friend of horses. Hi-ho, silver! Okay. Here's the best one that I looked up. Anthony means flower. Actually, they didn't have a Hebrew. It's kind of an unknown. So what do you think it means? Priceless. Oh, there you go. Let me change that. Priceless. Let's take a vote. How many want priceless? How many want flower? Some identify people by their relationship. Hannah's father, Brother Rob's son, Brother Rich, the bus worker, using a positive there. Miss Bethany, the Snoor's granddaughter. I was known as Michael Joseph and Hannah's dad or Rena's husband. I had no identity. Nobody knew me as Mike. Matter of fact, when I was in high school, nobody called me by my name. Nobody called me Mike. All my friends called me fishy French fry, fish brain, fish bait, fish lips. Some have pet names for their girlfriend, boyfriend, babe, or sweetheart. What is it? What is it, Sam? You have a pet name for Abby? Just Ab? Okay. Just kidding. Call my wife Princess. She's going to kill me because she said, don't you mention me in chapel. But I remember as a teenage young man, unsaved, that when I finally met the right girl, I wanted to be able to call her my princess. And I dated quite a few girls. The Valentine banquet's coming up. Here's a shameless plug for the Valentine banquet. I asked three girls out for the Valentine banquet, and they all shot me down. So I bought tickets and I said, I don't care. I'm gonna keep asking until some girl says yes. Not my wife. I found some blind girl and I said, I'm just saying, girls, it's a free, he's spending 20, 25 bucks on you, right? Something like that. 30. Oh man. Inflation. Bidenomics, it's working. Bidenomics is working. But I don't think the Cowlings are here, but I gave Dr. Cowling a list of seven names. And he said, she's in a ministry, she's in a ministry. That was his first quality for dating. If she's in a ministry, she deserves to be dated. My wife was the last name on the list. He said, I would date them all, not at the same time, but he said, I know the least about Rena. He said, but there must be something about her because she was hired on staff 2 months. She had a degree from another school, of course, she came here. She was hired on staff within 2 months. There's something about her. Yeah, I guess so. When that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Whatever name a person has, each makes a name for himself. You're either friendly or you're rude. You're either honest or you're a liar. You're kind or you're selfish. You're a hard worker or a lazy bum. You're clean and neat or you're dirty and filthy. You're faithful and reliable or faithful and reliable or unreliable, unfaithful. You're wise or you're foolish. You're diligent or you're careless. So my question is, what kind of name are you making? You have a name, but what kind of name are you making for yourself? The Bible says, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. We go to the juvenile center. One of the questions I ask, I never ask the kids why they're there. We haven't been able to get into the jail since COVID, but we occasionally get into the juvenile center, but I'll ask them, I'll say, how's your mom feel about your being in jail? And almost always they bow their head and almost in shame and say, she's really stressed out. Proverbs 17:25, a foolish son is a grief to his father and a bitterness to her that bear him. Everything a person does reflects on that name for others. For God, for your parents, your friends, your family, for yourself. Finish this with me. He that walketh with wise men shall be, but a companion of fools shall be what? Be careful who you hang around with. Areas each person makes a name for themselves. Therefore, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I know some of you got saved at a young age. Our daughter came to me when she was 4 years old and said, Daddy, I don't want to go to hell. I took the Bible and I showed Hannah how to get saved. And as far as I know, she's never doubted her salvation. But I came to college here, and I tell you what, because of my Catholic background and had got into Buddhism and Hinduism, and a lot of different, I struggled. Even sitting in chapel at Howells Anderson, and finally I went forward in a Sunday night old-fashioned service, and I said, I got to get this settled. As soon as I walked forward, the Holy Spirit said, now what happened on November 11th, 1981? When you knelt beside your bed, weren't you sincere about that? Yeah. Okay, so who lied, you or God? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be? Yeah. Don't walk around and say, well, you know, I think I'm saved. No, I know I'm saved. I know I'm married. I know I'm a father of three, and I know I'm going to heaven. Okay? That's kind of cocky, isn't it? No, it's just confident. Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Some of you are very friendly. Brother Wilkerson read a letter that one of the men from the Creation Expo said, but he said he was overwhelmed by how friendly First Baptist Church, especially the college, how friendly you were to those men. Sometimes I go to the bank and they'll say, is there anything else, Mr. Fish? I said, a bushel basket of 20s would help make my day. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any of those. We ran out of those. I said, okay, maybe I'll come next week. I'm just saying, be friendly, everybody. I go to Culver's. And not where Bethany works and okay. No, just kidding. But I my wife and I were going home from church one day and we stopped at Culver's in Griffith. And I said, do I get half price for being friendly? She said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I said, oh, okay. Then we pulled up and she said, I'm going to give you half price. She said, in 4 hours of being on the job, you're the first friendly customer I've had. Just say it. A good name. Be kind one to another. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. One time I accused a boy on my bus route. Something had happened, and I said, Gustavo, I can't believe you did that. And he started weeping. He said, Brother Fish, I didn't do it. And I did some checking, and I found out he didn't do it. I felt terrible. falsely accusing that little kid. He had a pension. It could have been him, but it wasn't at that time. Compassionate, polite, friendly, having a good attitude, not rebellious. Planned and purposeful conversation. I'm going to mention this. When you're on a date, have planned conversation. Don't just sit around and chit-chat talk. Unplanned dates, guys, lead to accelerated emotions. I try to always plan my dates with my wife. Do not make mud of your parents' name. In your service, make a good name in your service. And the king shall answer and say to them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. When I was growing up, I was in the Cub Scouts and the Wee Blows, and then I was in Boy Scouts for a little while until they started some guys were going on campery jamborees and smoking marijuana in their tents. But a Boy Scout is trustworthy, loyal, friendly, helpful, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. I still remember it. They kind of beat it into my head. That's not a bad way to live, though. A spiritual, surrendered life. 1 Corinthians 10:31, that whether therefore you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Are you known as somebody that reads the Bible? I could tell when I was dating my wife, I could tell that she read her Bible every day. We didn't always talk spiritual things, but we could talk about our bus route. She was in Division 11. I was in a much superior division, Division 10. Anyway, I'm just saying. But she would talk about interacting and reaching young people on her bus route, and I loved it. There are some people that were reached on her bus route that are still members of First Baptist Church. And then, of course, as a team in Chicago Heights. The Chavez family and Claudia Woosley and a lot, there are just scores of people that God used us. Use me, Lord. And they're in church. Read your Bible, pray, church. Soul winning. You know, some of our graduates, they're getting rid of Wednesday night church, Sunday night church. And so much the more as you see a day approaching. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, folks. Oh, you know, I have an ingrown nasal hair. I can't go to church. I have a toe ache. Make your parents proud. When I was a teenager, I was very ungrateful. My dad would say, go ahead, grow up, have yourself a bunch of kids, when he felt unappreciated. I'm just telling you, when I came to college here and I learned about writing letters of gratitude and appreciation, I realized the fish name, there's a lot. What went along with the fish name was my mom and my dad, even though they weren't saved when I was growing up, but they always showed up to the work. I remember one time my dad, he was sick as a dog, and that's the only time I remember that he did not go to work. Even though he's an alcoholic, he still went to work. Mom working jobs so that she could make extra money so that we could do some of the things that dad was paying all the bills, but she did some extra so we could have extra different types of activities. Now, whatever you think of the fish name, I know a couple years ago I got a phone call from a guy that used to be on grounds. My brother and I both worked for Brother Pfeiffer on grounds, and he said, hey, Brother Fish, he said, your brother was one of the hardest workers I ever met in my entire life. He said, I don't want you to forget where he learned it from his older brother. Anyway. Was humility, right? Surrender to be prepared. Surrender to make your parents proud. Surrender to make a good record for yourself. Surrender to represent Jesus. You know, the Bible says we're a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. But the world's going to look at you and think you're... When I got hired at Baker Square, which is now Sophia's Pancake Shop across from the mall, there was a waitress there. Her name was Susie. And she, when I was going to get married, she actually came to my wedding, and I appreciated that, but I went to her wedding too. She was married at this Greek Orthodox church over here off of Maryville Road. She came to my wedding. You know, we didn't have alcohol. We didn't have dancing. And, you know, even before we were dating, she said, you go to that school, and they don't let you hold hands and kiss and hug. I said, I chose the school because that's what I wanted. But my guess is her dating ethics were a little bit different than mine. And I'm still married after 36 years, and she divorced after 9 years. I wonder if there's any correlation there. I'm going to give you a scenario. I'm almost done. About 15 AD, a child was born to a Jewish couple in Judah. The two proud parents looked into the eyes of their little baby boy, for whom they had multiple dreams. As the small boy grew older, his hardworking father taught the son the importance of diligence and hard work. The boy's loving mother gently and sternly taught her son about the propriety and manners of home and in public. Every week, the custom of the faithful Jews was to go to the synagogue, and his family went to the synagogue every week. There were young boys who grew up learning the Bible, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and the principles in the Bible. In the school, the boy excelled in math so much that when he graduated, he was voted by his peers as the most likely to succeed. Everyone in town knew that fine young man was Simon's son. A thief? Not Simon's son. Selfish? Not Simon's son. A traitor? Not Simon's son. A backstabber? Not Simon's son. Deceitful? Not Simon's son. A liar? Not Simon's son. A rule breaker? Not Simon's son. How could Simon's son sell Jesus to the Pharisees and the Sadducees for 30 pieces of silver? He forgot his good name. Sometimes Brother Jack will, I thought of this when I was kind of putting the finishing touches. There is a name that I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. What's that name? Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. I hate to, the Bible says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And if I take Jesus' name, I don't want to give him a bad name because of my bad work record, my unfriendliness. Catch where I'm going? And most of you, I don't have any, you're great. As a whole, you're great. Sometimes I need to tune my, I got to be consciously aware sometimes who I represent. It's not just the fish name, it's Jesus. What is the image that is brought to the minds of others when your name is mentioned in the dorms? At work, on your bus route. Those people are here every week. Brother Daryl Moore years ago invited a guy to church, and the guy said, nah. But week after week, Brother Daryl Moore, just a name to some of you, but he would show up on the bus route, and the guy never went on the bus. Over a year later, they pulled up to the corner where that guy lived. He lived in a second floor apartment. And the guy was ready to he was all dressed. And so Brother Moore said, where are you going? He said, I'm riding your bus. I've watched you. Watched you for years. Always helping those kids, always helping those people in the neighborhood. He said, I want what you have. Good names rather be chosen than great riches, young people. Some of you have a good name, really good name. Don't drag that name through the mud. Those of us that are saved, I trust that's everybody. The lovely name of Jesus. I don't want anybody to think less of Jesus because of me. Heavenly Father, you're a great God. These are great young people. I'm proud to wear the name Fish. But more importantly, I'm proud to name the name and carry the name believer in Jesus Christ. Would you bless these young people? Help us this semester when we're taking a test, keep our eyes on our own paper. Help us not to plagiarize and even use AI. Use somebody else's words to express what's in our heart. Please bless us. Bless these young people. Give them a great semester. Every head bowed, every eye closed.